In June, Attorney General Jeff Sessions overturned an Obama-era immigration court ruling involving those seeking asylum in the U.S. due to domestic and gang violence. Before his decision, immigrants in those groups had been eligible for asylum alongside those facing persecution because of race, religion, political opinion, or nationality. But Sessions disagreed, and now those fleeing domestic and gang violence are no longer eligible for asylum. So what's happened to the hundreds of people caught in the system with their own claims? Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez brings us a story of one local woman and what her future might hold.
Hi, Jeff. So what you have in front of you is a rabbit and currant pot sticker.
The soft chatter in the waiting room at the Yara Law Group offices in Fresno are muffled by a Food Network show playing on TV. Receptionists tap their keyboards and answer phone calls. A woman from El Salvador, who we'll call Anna, is among the dozen people in the room. A receptionist calls her name and she goes in to see her immigration attorney, Jeremy Clayson. He's preparing documents he'll eventually file with the immigration court in San Francisco. She starts to tell her story. When I first got together with my son's father, everything was normal. Time passed and he became aggressive, violent, and there were moments when he would hit me. Valley Public Radio is granting Anna anonymity because her ex-boyfriend, who's also her son's father, doesn't know where they are now. And she says she fears if he discovers where they are, he'll find them and hurt them. She says the abuse began about a year after they started dating. After her son was born, she says the beatings and verbal abuse got even worse. And the people around to witness it, his family, look the other way. They mistreated me. They mistreated my son like we were people who didn't matter. The beatings were frequent. There was even a moment where he hit me with a machete. His family did nothing to defend me. They pretended like I was an animal who was being mistreated. Tears streamed down Anna's cheeks as she tells me her story. Anna says she tried to get help. She says she called the police one night he was beating her while she was pregnant. She says he was let go the next day. Nothing happened. And she says nothing got better. For the next few years, Anna says she was abused daily. She says her ex called her names and would hit her with whatever was in his hand for any reason. He would hit me and I'd get huge bruises. I didn't go out so people wouldn't see and ask me about it. But nearly a year ago, Anna took her son and, with the help of a family member, reached the Texas border. Anna says it was her best option because her son's father was never going to stop looking for them. While she was at a detention center in Texas, an asylum officer interviewed her. And according to the documents, the asylum officer found a credible fear finding, citing domestic violence. Clayson recalls the day Anna first came in to see him. He says he remembers telling her she would absolutely win her asylum case. But suddenly, things changed. For the record, Clayson's firm, the Yara Law Group, is a corporate supporter of Valley Public Radio.
So I put in my notes, I'm sorry, so right here, after I recalled her, I called her on June 19th, so June 7th, 12 days later, I call her June 19th, advised client of new Jeff Sessions asylum decision, frowny face, much less chance of win, of success.
On June 11th, Sessions announced citing domestic and gang violence no longer qualifies as an asylum claim. Like Anna, that decision put hundreds of others in the valley and thousands in the nation in limbo.
It's also new. Attorneys across the country are trying to formulate. We're trying to put her into a different box. I'm still trying to formulate that. No one really does quite yet. No one does. We're trying to formulate how we can put her into a social group without saying that the social group is women who are property of their domestic partnerships.
Clayson says his office has dozens of asylum cases around the San Joaquin Valley. He says most of his clients applying for asylum who are from Central America and Mexico were escaping domestic or gang violence. He says the outcome of Anna's and other asylum cases are going to depend on which judge they get.
It matters a lot, although the vast majority of judges in San Francisco make decisions that are favorable to immigrants in the asylum context.
According to data from TRAC, a nonpartisan and nonprofit data research center, over the years, asylum outcomes have continued to depend on which judge is assigned to the case. They've been compiling data on all asylum outcomes for more than a decade. and their most recent data follows that trend. The San Francisco Immigration Court is where Valley cases are heard, and according to track data compiled from 2012 to 2017, the odds of getting an asylum case denied in San Francisco court ranges from about 9% to 97%, depending on which judge is assigned to the case. Track's report also mentions that it's natural for asylum decisions to vary since each case is different.
Individual asylum officers and judges consider individual cases. So it's really mixed. In some cases, you know, there have certainly been some cases denied after the AB decision. But in other cases, judges are still granting and attorneys are tweaking their arguments and submitting additional evidence in order to try and address the ways in which Sessions attempted to change the law.
That's Lindsay Harris. She's an assistant law professor at the University of the District of Columbia. She co-directs their Immigration and Human Rights Clinic and has a focus on asylum cases. She says more asylum cases will probably get denied than before.
One thing that's very certain is it's an absolute increase in attorney resources and time that have to be put into the cases and kind of redoing the cases and submitting new arguments and coming up with new particular social groups and submitting more evidence on country conditions and things.
When the Attorney General announced the asylum policy change, he said the law doesn't protect violent instances based on private or personal matters. And over time, Sessions says the asylum qualifications expanded beyond what Congress originally intended. Officials at the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services declined to do a recorded interview. But in an emailed statement to Valley Public Radio, spokesman Michael Barrs wrote, "The current system is prone to loopholes, fraud, and abuse, and prevents legitimate asylum seekers from being seen in a timely fashion." Back in Clayson's office, Anna stands up and shows me the scar she has on her calf from the machete attack. It's healed now, but the memory is still vivid. She can't know for sure, but Anna says if she stayed in El Salvador, she believes her ex would have killed her. Even though Anna's case will be an uphill battle, Anna and Clayson say they're both hopeful.
These are the cases that keep me up at night, to be honest. It's the cases that I think about over weekends and where you have to go even beyond 100%. Even the cases that you have to, every plausible argument that I can think of and conceive, I have to fight because it truly is a life and death situation.
It could take years until Anna knows what will happen in her asylum case. But she says at least now, she doesn't have to live with the torment of thinking her ex will find her. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.